90.5 KSJS. You just heard Adam Green with his song Stadium Soul, and before that was some new GBH, and that was the song Unique. And we are back here in the studio with Pitcher Atlantic again. Hey guys, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey.
Nice to have you guys back. So,
indeed.
Yes, nice indeed.
Always
fun. Yeah, so what's going on? You guys have a show at the Blank Club that's happening pretty soon.
Yeah, it's happening on Friday. It's going to be a good show. We're playing with some friends and with our friends in Ghost in the City. And Man in Space is playing as well, which has some... Which actually, it's all members of Dizzy Balloon. So.
Oh, really? It's like a side project or something?
Yeah,
doing, or?
Yeah. It's really good. I actually really like it a lot. Way different. It's a much much different like direction for them, but it's good. And I mean, it'll be a fun show. We haven't played San Jose in quite a while.
Yeah. You guys need to do more shows here. Yeah.
We do. We're working on that.
Yeah.
It's sort of we sort of neglected our lovely hometown, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh well, time to come back, I guess, this summer. Yeah.
But that's gonna be at 9 o'clock at the Blank Club. It is 21+, so I know that's kind of a bummer for some people.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But we'll be back, in San Jose, not that long. So I guess we can mention that later. But
okay, yeah, definitely. Any other plans you guys have? How did the EP release show go? I didn't get to go, but I don't know.
Went
I heard
really
good things
well,
about
actually.
It.
I was shocked like the turnout that we had and just how
really?
Well it went, because we headline the show, which is always pretty nerve-wracking for a band, because
yeah.
a lot of the draw is up to you and a lot of the event is left up to you, but we had fun and we did really well, and we got to play with our friends Please Not Fight, so that was really fun. We had a great time.
Yeah,
really well.
Good to hear. Yeah. And the pledge was successful. That was also
our pledge campaign went well. It took some tweaking here and there, but we just kind of tried to figure out how to do it, like as we were doing it, the most successful ways to accomplish it. But we're really thankful. A lot of people pulled through and pledged money and got some cool stuff. Most people just pledged for like CDs, because that was the only way you could pre-order the CD was through
the
website. So people got CDs, and you know, some people pledged to have me write them a song, which will all that stuff will be out pretty soon. So
is that going to be on the next EP? Like all those songs?
No, actually,
I
got enough people to buy. Pledge. I shouldn't say buy, but pledge songs.
Okay.
Pledge for a song that that I'm gonna put them together and just release like a little acoustic thing of just the songs that it'll be free to download for anybody. Just the songs that people pledged for. So
cool.
Cool. And the people from Pledge were super helpful as well, like throughout the whole process. So we like recommended Pledge to Westwood and Willow.
Yeah,
and
they started
Fight.
Their
so,
things too.
The Westwood and Willow Pledge, as far as I know, it's going pretty well. And I don't think Please Don't Fight has started theirs yet, but
I think they did. I think actually, I got a thing about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, that's good.
Too. Yeah.
A lot of bands are doing that now.
Yeah.
Not necessarily Pledge, but like something similar. I sort of foresee this being the new MySpace almost. Like, you know that like bands found out about MySpace and then MySpace sort of dying, and then bands found out about Facebook, and now I just have this theory that they're going to find out about Pledge programs and stuff.
Hopefully. It's a cool website.
It's
I really
very
do
cool.
like it.
Yeah, it's really cool. My friend Avery is in a band called Corpus Colossum, and they just did theirs, and they're like doing really well with it. So it's really good to see.
That's good,
people
yeah.
getting support from their fans.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, let's take a quick break, and up next is a new Minus the Bear song. This is My Time right here on KSJS Ground Zero Radio. KSJS, you just heard Ivar with their song 17. And this is Black Life Findings right here on KSJS Ground Zero Radio. We're going to be hearing some more from Pitcher Atlantic right after these messages, so stick around.
It can be dangerous out there on the road, especially on a bike, but if cyclists and motorists learn to share the road, we can all get to our destinations happy and healthy. Bicyclists, be visible and predictable. This means wearing a helmet, using front and rear lights, and using hand signals to let drivers know where you're going.
Watch out!
Learn to look over your shoulder, and don't swerve in and out of traffic.
Never turn your back.
Motorists, give bikes a break. Keep at least 3 feet between you and car and any bicyclists. If you are trying to pass a bike and see a car coming from the other direction, slow down and wait to pass. Remember, California Vehicle Code says that bicyclists have all the rights and responsibilities of a car.
This message is brought to you by 90.5 KSCS and Silicon Valley Bicycle Coalition. Learning more about sharing the road at bikesiliconvalley.org.
Courtesy of Pitcher Atlantic and Motorhead.
That was so well timed. We pulled that off together so well.
Yes, it was. All right, so you have your guitar all broken out there,
I
sir.
Do have my guitar all broken out.
Are you ready to go with a song or a
musical
PSA to follow that?
A musical PSA. Yeah, I think so. Ryan, do you want to like push this over here? See if we can get that to work.
Oh.
It's like delayed.
We're gonna do a live sound check. How's that sound, Leah?
That sounds great.
Okay, cool. Alright, well I'm gonna play
I already know the song.
I'm gonna play a short little song off yes. our new EP called Reese's Song. Don't they think that I'm losing you? Waves break easy on the bow line. Worries come down two by two. It doesn't mean we're fading. No, it doesn't mean we're fading. Sang for you a scarlet tune with eyes like earth in the morning, one by one, like a pale blue moon. It doesn't mean you're fading, no, it doesn't mean we're fading, no, it doesn't.
Whoa, my voice went out there. Yeah, cool. And are you going to play it at the Blank Club, possibly?
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe I will. Usually, like, for our electric shows, it's sort of hard to get people to pay attention when you're like, all right, guys, now we're going to play a protest song, or, you know, something like super acoustic. So it's kind of, but yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I'll play it on electric guitar or something.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, that'll be cool. And, like, can you get the tickets on presale or anything? Or?
Yeah, okay. In fact, I would recommend, like, looking up tickets.
Yeah, for the presale, because the Blank does kind of, it's kind of a crowded place, so.
Yeah, well, the tickets, like, door prices are really cheap. It's only $7, which for most shows is pretty cheap, but I think it'll, don't quote me on this, but I'm assuming they'll probably drop the price a couple bucks, so maybe it'll be, like, $5 if you buy it online.
Oh, my God. If only I was 21.
Yeah, the first time, we played there once before, a long time ago, and none of us were 21 yet.
Oh,
so
wow.
So we just...
And they just let you in like
that? Well, I mean, we had to sit in the van before we played, you know, go and play, and then immediately when we're done, we were just sitting in the van for, like, another 2 hours.
Oh,
so
God.
I feel your pain.
Thanks. And what's going on with your... You guys are doing a music video.
Yeah, actually, Ryan, why don't you give them the lowdown on that?
So we were planning on doing a video for Muses, and then we were gonna do it this weekend actually. We had a bunch of people that were gonna dress up as zombies
mm-hmm.
as part of the video, but we are gonna push that back until June now. So it's gonna be June 19th, and all this info will be up on like our blog pictureatlantic.tumblr.com or myspace.com/pictureatlantic, but. June 19th, for all the people that, were excited about being in the video, or the people that couldn't, make it before, is the new date. And we're not going to do it for Muses anymore. We're going to do it for a new song.
Okay.
That's going to be on our next release, which we've been working on.
So we're sort of looking for people to be zombies, basically. So if anyone out there is interested in dressing up as a zombie for a music video, then you should somehow figure out how to contact us.
Yeah.
There was that zombie walk we had in San Jose.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, somebody was telling me about that. I didn't see it, but you know, I hear that it's like becoming more frequent all over the country. People are doing zombie walks more often.
So there shouldn't be a shortage of zombies out there. That's the case. Yeah.
You can either email us pictureatlantic@gmail.com with the headline or the header as zombies. Or like I said, the info will be up on our site and whatnot, within the coming days. So it's going to be for a new song for a new release we're working on. That'll come out later this year.
All right, sounds good. Okay. All right, well, let's take another break. And this is the song Is Love Forever by Spoon. That's off our newest album, Transference. 90.5 KSJS, you just heard a song by PK, that's the song Slow as the Ascent, and before that was Seawolf with their song Wicked Blood. Alright, well, this is Black Life Findings right here on 90.5 KSJS. We have about 2 more hours left of the show, which means 2 more hours of some indie punk, ska, and metal. So if you'd like to make a request, call in at 408-924-KSJS. It's 408-924-5757. And we'll hear some more from Picture Atlantic right after these messages.
Savvy is the dopest for real. 90.5 FM. KSJS brings you pure dope. Hip-hop every Monday night from 6 to 10. Dope beats, dope raps, dope MCs, dope DJs, dope guests, and the dopest hosts with the mostest. Stay up with KSJS for pure party, pure nasty, pure high, pure dope. Every Monday from 6 to 10 in the PM and get lifted. Yao Ming!
That's the best reading. I think Savvy will appreciate that. Thanks, Nick. What else have we got going on with Dr. Dre live in the studio, too? Dr. Dre and Picture Atlantic merge for the next EP.
It's sort of been a dream of ours, hasn't it?
I know.
At least for some of us, like especially Brian Graves.
Brian is a big Dr. Dre fan.
Many people may not know this, but Brian Graves was featured on Dre's, his debut album, The Chronic.
Was he really?
He played Ghetto Synth.
Ghetto Synth, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, so, back in the day.
It's on Wikipedia, so it must be true.
Right. awesome. So anything else you guys have lined up for us? Or maybe another song or another announcement? Yeah.
Oh, well, speaking of PK, we're going to be on tour with them this summer in August. About mid-August. So the dates will be up shortly. It's just going to be like mostly a California thing. But some of the places will be, we're going to be in LA, San Luis Obispo, San Jose, Fresno, Santa Barbara, and whatnot. So, the details will be up, pretty soon. But that's pretty exciting because they're good friends of ours.
And yeah. Really good band, too. We really have a lot of fun playing with them.
Yeah,
nice guys.
And cool, definitely. All right, well, up next for tonight is Imagica with their song The Hit, right here on KSJS Ground Zero Radio. 90.5 KSJS. You just heard Motion City Soundtrack with their song This Is For Real. And before that was Hank William III with Looking for a Mountain. All right, and we are back with Picture Atlantic right here on Blacklight Findings.
Hello, hello.
What's going on?
Not a lot. We're just chilling, about things with you, Leah.
Yeah.
While the mic is off.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. If only the mic was on, right?
We would be in jail. Again.
Probably, yeah.
We would be in jail again.
Like, Picture Atlantic, you've had 3 strikes already. It's time for your full service.
Well, my question is, if you arrest a band as a whole, do they distribute the strikes evenly amongst the band members? So if you're Slipknot, you have what, like 28 20, strikes? Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't know. That would certainly crowd up the jail more than San Jose's jails are already crowded.
Hey man, if I was like a con and then I found out that the singer of Slipknot was going to be my jail like cell partner, I think I'd be pretty stoked.
I'd get like so many autographs. I'm not even a fan of Slipknot. Hey, just sign this. Oh, what song is your favorite? I don't know. Just sign
the
this.
One where them all.
The one where you're angry about your mom. Oh, so pretty much all our songs.
Yeah. Right. All right.
I'm not going to mess with that band. They'd kill us.
Yeah.
Or like Slayer. That would be the band.
It's okay to make fun
it's
of
totally
Juggalos.
It's totally okay to make fun of Juggalos.
Over
they Slipknot? They don't know how magnets work, so they're not going to they couldn't kill us.
So they don't have the potential to do anything, unfortunately.
They have no clue.
Hey, Aaron Helen, what's up, man?
Hey.
I'm on the radio right now, actually.
Who is Aaron Helen?
I'm in San Jose.
He's our producer. We're working. We did the Kleos with him, and we're working with him
dude.
For the new EP that we're going to release later in the year.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you've heard it first, the world exclusive. We're recording a new EP
live,
with Aaron Helen, superstar producer.
That was our good friend and producer, Aaron Helm, calling me to ask when we were hanging out tonight. And he's like, where are you? Like,
you're on the air.
I'm on the air. But where are you? Like, who's with you? Like, no, you don't get it. Like, I'm on the radio.
Oh my gosh. I think, are you guys recording tonight or like?
No. We're actually, I'll say it on air. We're meeting up to play a role-playing game together.
Oh, okay.
It's not Dungeons and Dragons.
It's
not what you think.
Yeah, it's not what you think. We're not going to dress up. Well, some of us won't. we're just going to have some fun. It's a mystery. You know, it's a mystery game, so it's not as nerdy. I like, you know, solving mysteries is not as nerdy, I think.
Not as nerdy as,
It's weird if you dress like Miss Marple, though. Then that's not cool.
Or unless you're trying to solve how to, like, upgrade your Linux server.
That might be
on the nerdy side.
Dress up as a Linux penguin. Yeah. Just waddle around. Right. All right.
Oh,
awesome. So you guys have the Blank Club show
this
on Friday.
Yeah.
Ghost in the City and Man in Space.
And then the tour with PK.
Yes, this August.
And also your music video, which will hopefully...
Yeah,
go
that's
going
to be in June, June 19th. So I guess just go to, myspace.com/pictureatlantic or pictureatlantic.com and, go to our Tumblr from there, pictureatlantic.tumblr.com. Or we're on Twitter, pictureatlic or whatever. So
we're pretty much everywhere. You could go anywhere and look for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Facebook,
I mean, you even have an awesome office in downtown that I
just
don't know
Google pictureatlantic. I Googled my name because we were having a discussion in like class about what comes up when you Google your name. Every single thing was labeled pictureatlantic.
Oh,
so
living in our shadow, Aaliyah.
If you Google Ryan Blair, I guess there's a more famous person with my name who's like a billionaire entrepreneur. Like
really?
Yeah, he's kind
of. Is this your alter ego that you're hiding from us?
No, he's kind of a jerk.
Oh, okay. Okay, never mind.
He is kind of a jerk. I've actually had some real negative experiences searching my name. Like, obviously, like, it'll pop up, with, like, our MySpace page or something because, that's, like, kind of the only places that it's, like, really linked. But then I did find something online about a blog and it was talking – back in the day, I used to play, like, just by myself under the name Nick Bartunek and just play acoustic shows. And somebody was talking about the show that I played, and then in the comments, somebody was like talking crap about me, and so I was like forever scarred.
Oh no!
Forever scarred, and decided that I would never ever Google my name again.
Oh no!
Yeah, it sucked. Because it was my mom too. That's like the.
That was your mom part, that really. Left the bad comment?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I was gonna say it's pretty. No, it takes a lot of nerve to
on the internet for your son to find later.
I know.
But yeah, no, we've got a show with PK. We're playing this Friday at Blank Club, which should be really fun. And, our zombie music video will be great. But that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for coming by.
Time. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's close it on up for Picture Atlantic. And Finish Ticket is next. And right now you're going to hear from a new Pornographer song, Crash Ears, right here on KSGS Ground Zero Radio. This is Black Life Findings.